In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Mass is being offered in honor of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Every year, when we get this opportunity to once again enter into this mystery of the Assumption, I'm pretty sure every year I've talked to you about what the meaning of the Assumption is. I've talked to you about how it was defined and the reason for it. And we do the same thing on the Immaculate Conception. These two of the most recently defined Marian dogmas, which happened in the last 150 years or so. But the Church has always believed them since the very beginning. In fact, if you were to, I was just thinking and reflecting during the Holy Hour before about Our Lady and how we remember when I went to the Holy Land that there are two places where Our Lady is said to have been assumed from. One is heralded by the East and one is heralded by the West. And the reconciliation between the two of them, why there are two locations, is very easy to see. One is that there's one location where she died. There's another location from which she was assumed. There's one place where she ended her earthly life, and there's the other place where she was taken up from into heaven. And that's a beautiful thing to see that. That's exactly what this feast celebrates, something that from the earliest time of the Church, where Our Lady had the opportunity, was given to her, where she was visited, and Our Lord said to her, after he had already arisen to heaven, that, what do you want? Do you want to just come to heaven? Or do you wish to die like I died? And Mary, being so perfect a disciple of Christ, what do we know? That she said, the same as you, my son. I wish to be like you. Isn't that a beautiful thing? Because that is what Our Lady is. That is the perfect disciple wanting to follow in every possible way in the footsteps of her son. So you and I should be the same. Now, Mary didn't need to die because she was not subject to the curse. Remember, as we speak often in our funerals, that God himself did not create death. Death is the result of sin. Mary, conceived without original sin, had no share in it, and so no share in the curse. Yet, she chose to die, just as her son Christ, who also had no share in any curse, but took the curse upon himself that he might be our redemption, chose death as well. So she could be like her son in all things. And so we would have somebody who would know what it would be like. And in fact, the death which she died would be hardly seen as something which is death, for really she just released her soul to God. Now, I want to share with you something that we read in today's Lauds. In the morning prayer of the Church, there's a beautiful hymn that the Church gives for us in the Roman office, the divine office of old. These are the words of that hymn. Something good to meditate on. We'll have something to meditate on and use more of our imagination when we do the meditation in Spanish. This is the hymn from morning prayer, from Lauds. Speaking of Our Lady, saying, you are radiant in your glory, Virgin Mary with the sun as your mantle, and the crown of 12 stars on your head, and the moon as your footstool. Conqueror of death and hell and sin, you now sit at Christ's side, ever zealous on man's behalf, while earth and heaven sing the praises of their powerful queen. But the deadly serpent still persists in his threats to do hurt to the people once entrusted to your care. In your mercy, O Mother, come and help us, and crush the head of our deadly enemy. Keep guard over those that faithfully accept God's message, and lead back to his holy fold those who have strayed from it. Bring together from all parts of the world nations that sin's death has for so long hidden in darkness. Graciously obtain pardon for sinners. Bring help to the sorrowful, the poor, and the afflicted. Be to all men in life's severe trials the light that promises sure hope of salvation. Here within this hymn, we see what it is that we hope Our Lady will do, that yes, heaven received her glorious queen in these ways, and now because she's there, she's one who has conquered sin and death, just as her son has conquered sin and death, and so is able to sit at his right hand as a powerful queen. And so we, on this day, with the whole of the created order, sing the praises of Our Lady. And yet, even though she's conquered sin and death, and even though she stands with a serpent beneath her feet, and a crescent moon of the Mohammedans, of the Muslims, crushed beneath her foot as well, we haven't achieved that victory yet. And so we, in her Assumption, call out to her today. We say that deadly serpent still menaces here before us, as was given for us in that first and second reading. And he threatens to hurt the people who are entrusted to her care. And so we ask her, as a mother of mercy, to come to our help and finally and definitively crush the head of that ancient enemy of ours. That she would continually keep guard over each of us and accept God's message in her, that it may be true for us, so that we can lead all of us in the world who've strayed from all the nations of the world back to that fold which knows no end, so that as the way to God it was hidden by the darkness of sin, she may lead us along that path which she herself has taken to find him graciously. As we spoke on Sunday, the church is what Our Lady is. Nuestra Señora del Refugio de los Pecadores. Our Lady, the refuge of sinners. And so, we who journey through this life and struggle in so many ways have a refuge in her who death could not touch, but that she willed it to be more like her Son. And so when you and I face our own deaths, we have not to fear if we remain with her. She assumed into heaven, so too we shall rise to heaven if we put our trust in the one in whom she placed all of her trust. I know that's the case for one of our family members who's gone to her even today. For just last week, as I mentioned to you before the Mass, that we were praying for David Velasquez, well, here a week later, he died this morning, and now has begun his journey over these waters. So we remember him, who has begun that journey, which you and I also hope to follow all the more surely into the arms of the Lord, going the same way that Our Lady went, through a death just like Christ. In her we place our hope and sing her praises, as in just a moment we're going to meditate on what that beauty really looked like when Our Lady entered into heaven in Spanish. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Escuche con su imaginación esta imagen que te voy a pintar. Dicen los santos que cuando llegó su hora, la Virgen fue llevada al cielo en manos de los ángeles. Fue llevada a través de un cielo azul que estaba caliente con un calor de mediodía, pero que, por muy hermoso que fuera del cielo, parecía pálido y abogado cuando se veía al lado del azul de su manto. Las legiones de los santos esperaban su llegada. Iban vestidos con gloriosas ropas de calor escarlata y blanco, con aurelios ardientes. A la cabeza de este grupo venía Gabriel, arcángel. Su manto era una plata deslumbrante a la luz del sol. Inclinándose, le dio un ilirio como seto. Pasó entre la multitud de los ángeles y santos, y luego por fin al lugar de soledad. Estaba sola, en medio de todos. Y a ella llegó su hijo. Era un rey vestido de rosa. Sus heridas eran joyas que brillaban. Y la coronó con una gran corona engastada con 7 estrellas brillantes por las 7 penas de su vida. ¿No es una hermosa entrada al cielo? Sí. Todo fue por nuestra madre. No sabemos dónde, ni qué, ni cómo el cielo, pero esto sabemos. Es casi todo lo que sabemos del cielo. Y en el cielo, la Virgen está con Dios. El cuerpo de la Virgen está allí. Y el cuerpo de Cristo está también allí. Y el alma de la Virgen y el alma de Cristo y su divinidad están todos allí. Solo podemos entender esto con la medida en que lo entendemos por su efecto sobre el mundo. Allí, ante Dios, está la humanidad, nuestra humanidad. Pero la humanidad inocente en toda su belleza original y sin mancha. La humanidad de la que el Espíritu de Dios está enamorado. Y María. María es nuestra. A través de María de Nazaret, Cristo nace una y otra vez en el corazón individual. Bendito es el fruto del vientre, Jesús, dicen nuestros hijos pequeños cuando enseñan sus oraciones. y no entienden qué dicen. Pero a medida que crecen con la oración del ángel en el corazón, empiezan a comprender que este fruto es la vida de Cristo, que nace de nuevo en el mundo, siempre y en todas partes. Todas las partes. ¿No es asombroso? La Virgen está en el cielo. Es la razón de esta fiesta que celebramos hoy en nuestra iglesia y por todo el mundo. En el cielo, la música de la encarnación es pronunciada eternamente en su primera sinceliz por María, nuestra madre. Y así lo haremos también nosotros si seguimos en sus pasos. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.